called InfoWarriors. Anyone in the Northeast, anybody in the Midwest, to go to Pittsburgh now with video cameras. The troops are bought and paid for by offshore banks. Republic is falling right now. They are openly bringing in martial law. They have troops deploying in every major city. We need everybody to go to Pittsburgh who loves this country.
International media, government staffers, and protesters.
The G20 basically represents the largest nations which participate in the Western banking cartel, which I feel is behind a lot of the pain, anguish, and misery that exists in our world today.
This is such a police state there that they tried to talk to the military and talk to a spokesman last night. Defense Link put a press release out, and they said, no, we're not going to talk to you. Get out of here. Then they got their license number, had the police pose as Alamo rental car people from the county there, Allegheny County in Pennsylvania. They called them and said, oh, your car's got no brakes. Bring it in. And they said, well, we're in the cordon at G20. We're news reporters. We can't get out till tomorrow. And they said, well, that's fine, because I'm a police officer with the Army and FBI, and you've all been put on terror list, and your life's over, boy. We know you're a terrorist, and you were sneaking around the military base and ran. All lies.
Okay, so I just went over. They're going to have a guy come out and talk to us, or they said they'll get us a number to contact. He said the PAO. This is probably him right here.
Briefly, tell folks about last night. You guys pull up to the gate. You asked to talk to the public information officer. They called the police and lied and said that you were sneaking around.
Yes, sir. How's it going? We were responding to a news story that the National Guard was going to be masked to go into Pittsburgh. And could we get a comment on that?
We then pulled off to the side of the road where they instructed us to. We waited around 15 or 20 minutes. A representative came back immediately. He was hostile towards us. He did not like our credentials.
We're out of Austin, Texas, Channel 10.
Baby, can I see your credentials?
We tried to get as much information as we could. He refused to answer our questions. So then Rob asked him for his information and where we could contact him. Tomorrow, if we could get a word with him, he then gave it, and we left.
Speech, freely as reporter.
Yes, sir.
You guys have credentials for the G20? I can't. In the middle of the night, you come here tomorrow, we'll see what we can do. We can accommodate you. We're not going to.
I mean, we only got a few questions, man.
Yeah, we just have like four questions.
The answer's no. I'm not going to comment. No, I'm not. That's okay. We're going to divide a little bit. If you get some credentials to get some that I can work with, I'll do it.
We didn't run away from anything. By the time that we had left, turned around, and exited the main military facility, there was another car parked on the other side of the road, waited for us to pass, followed us for an exit, then got off. And then we were shot when Douglas got a call trying to entrap him and have us go return our rental car for, quote-unquote, two more free days. When we didn't fall for that, he then came clean and said he was actually military personnel and he wanted to know whether or not we were terrorists, Alan.
And then he told Douglas, you're on a list now, pal, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, he did.
With pleasure. You ran from them. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
In the not too distant future,
they're closing in.
Already, the threat has been chosen.
They said the market would drop by 4,000 points. Blood would flow in the streets. And lions would be devouring children in the parks of Los Angeles.
Got the same story. It's just FBI training, but it was being.
Do you believe that the military will fire on its people? Fire, fire, fire.
And they're turning their guns on us.
Already, the threat has been chosen. We did not set in motion decades ago. Decades ago. They're ending. Complete control.
antibiotics told you
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
Watch them become a god.
Watch him become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Roll. Just like the Pied Piper.
Just like the Pied Piper. Let rest through the streets. Dance like a marionette. Way into the symphony of destruction. Acting like a robot.
Its metal brain corrodes.
Its metal brain corrodes. You try to take us off
before the head explodes.
Before the head explodes.
We are seeing a globalist launched worldwide destabilization campaign planned for close to 5 decades as the rats are being turned loose. So the population will beg the Pied Piper. And the point I was making back during the last break about the Liberty Movement, all of you that have warned your friends and family and been laughed at, the people that laughed at Ron Paul 3 years ago, the people that pilloried this broadcast and attacked us from every level, when I talk about don't give me this power, it is daunting to know that we are one of the leading salvos, one of the leading spears fighting the globalists that are aware of their program. We know the attack profile. We've been proven right so many times that all of us who know the score have incredible responsibilities. I do. You do. The Genesis Network. Everyone does. Other talk show hosts listening right now. This is so real. This is so big what's happening in the world right now. And they have begun the dominoes to fall for global destabilization to create a crisis so horrible that the public will beg for world government. And I do not like the fact that I'm so prominent. I can feel the danger increasing. But it's a responsibility, and I passed the point of no return a long time ago, and so did you. Because even if you try to serve this system, folks, it's going to destroy you. So once you realize you don't really have a choice, you've got to fight it with every ounce of energy, with every bit of intellect, with your heart, with your soul, with everything. I just pray that God lead God and direct us, and that we repent for the things we've done, the decadence. The globalists have sold us corruption to make us weak, to make us rotten inside. None of us are perfect, but we need to get our hearts right with God. We need to all of us get our hearts right with God, because the crises that we're already in, the crises that are expanding and getting worse by the day, are going to be used to try to usher in planetary despotism, planetary enslavement. And I want people listening to realize the incredible historical crossroads that we all stand at the fulcrum of. What we do now will echo throughout human civilization. Don't be a spectator. Be involved. People aren't going to laugh at you now when you warn them. Many people who have been laughed at in the past, just average folks out there, tell me their friends, their family are listening now, and that is so positive. I am risking my life, my name, my treasure, everything, because corruption must be faced. It must be dealt with, or it will grow like a cancer out of control. And so if you look at this in a one-dimensional view, it's like, oh, great, a thug's being thrown out. But when you understand, oh, good, Hosni Mubarak's been thrown out, but then you see the very same military people behind him step in, there will be no freedom. This is purely to drive up oil prices, to try to put people the media can call more extreme into power, and to try to have the buffer zone of the Middle East basically turn into a lake of carnage. Let me cover the news, and I'm going to your phone calls. Hundreds protest in Iraq. TV station torched. This out of the Toronto Sun. Hundreds of protesters, inspired by unrest around the Arab world, took to the streets of the northern Iraqi city on Sunday, and at least 48 people were injured. A police official said security forces fired in the air when demonstrators chanted against corruption, tried to approach the headquarters of the Kurdistan Democratic Party, where clashes on Thursday killed two people and wounded dozens. And it just goes on from there. TV station's been torched. Dealing with the situation in Libya, it is being reported that military aircraft fire at Libyan crowds, and Al Jazeera's reporting, Reuters is also reporting that. And, you know, these are armed people. They've gotten arms either by taking them from security forces, or they've been pre-armed. They've taken tanks. They were trying to take over a military base when this happened. If you can believe any of this, that does make them a military target. But, and if you don't think our military's been trained to be trying to take over a military base to kill you deader than a hammer, you got another thing coming. They're openly training the military. It's even in the Army Times going back 2.5 years ago, and since then many times, that they are, quote, preparing our military to, quote, pull triggers on the American people. In fact, I read from an Army report that was put out last year, Army Strategic Shock Report, says troops may be needed to quell U.S. civil unrest. Purposeful domestic resistance would require military to rapidly determine the parameters defining the legitimate use of military force inside the United States. We reported that in December 16th, 2008. See, they've all geared up for this. I mean, folks, I was a mainline kind of libertarian-style Ron Paul guy. I didn't get into Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and, you know, stuff like that. I was just, you know, a mainline libertarian. And I got on talk radio and TV 95, Radio 96, and people would send me documents, articles. I'd see an article about the police chief being dealt with force trying to pay him off in the San Antonio Express News. I'd call the chief up. Hey, I'm got a local radio show and a TV show in Austin. I'd come interview you. Alex Jones interviews L.A. Philippus. It's in my film Police Day 2000. Show up at his office, have an hour-long meeting, and he says Delta Force trying to buy off the town in a secret takeover operation. Then I interviewed Thomas Sanchez, emergency manager, Vietnam veteran, former Army intelligence, so he knows what he was seeing. He was approached. He came on my radio show. He was approached in Kingsville, down in South Texas, basically for a martial law takeover drill. And I'd go on air and talk about it. I mean, they've been preparing for at least 15 years at a breakneck speed for the total collapse of the U.S. And in all the training, it's stock market crash, dollar devaluation. And then the very banks that run America on record have done all of this. I mean, again, that's what's so frustrating for me. This is 100%. This is 100%. This is not my opinion. We told you all this was coming. I have been dreading this, but now at a certain level, I'm almost like, well, at least, you know, we were right, but that's kind of sicky sweet. Leaves a bad taste in your mouth, but in a way, it's vindication. But then it's just confirmation, and it's, I use the analogy of being 11, 12 years old and getting off the school bus, and three or four, it happened a bunch of times, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds get around you and beat you up and punch you in the nose. And, you know, you try to fight back a little. But then it made me strong you know, after it happened dozens of times, to the point by the time I was about 13, well, now when the 17-year-old came up, I just learned to savagely attack him and start punching him in the nose and doing whatever I can, headbutting him and just turning it loose. You know, it's almost like you're scared when the bully's walking up, but once they go ahead and swing, once you felt them hit you, it's like, boom, it's on. I'm not scared anymore. I'm going to open a can of you-know-what on you. And that which does not kill us only makes us stronger, as Nietzsche said. I don't agree with a lot of what Nietzsche said, but I certainly agree with that, the German philosopher. But I, it's so many emotions right now, because this is just another complete, total verification of everything we've said. And we know the globalists planned all this, and we know what it leads to next. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, sword and pistol by my side.
Well, there couldn't be a better time to have the editor and publisher of the Gloom Boom Doom Report, gloomboomdoom.com, economist Mark Faber. I can't go over his illustrious bio in the time we have, the next 25 minutes, but he, of course, graduated at 24 with a PhD in economics, magna cum laude. And he joins us from Thailand today, a real expert on world markets, especially what's happening in Asia. And I've got so much to discuss with him on oil, gold, what's going to happen with the Chinese. Could they dump a bunch of gold on the market? Where he sees everything going. We have to say his forecasting is among some of the most accurate in the world. Again, gloomboomdoom.com. Mr. Faber, good to have you here with us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, well, you got the floor from Thailand. What in the world is going on right now on this planet? What do you see happening?
Well, basically, we have to go back to the 1970s to fully understand what happened. In the 1970s, they printed money in the U.S., and commodity prices went ballistic. And they overshot on the upside because of the money printing. And after 1980, they then declined because as they went up too much, supplies came into the market. So all commodities went down until 1998. During the decline in commodity prices, no new mining was undertaken, no exploration took place, no new oil fields were looked for, because as prices went down, there was no economic reason to look for new oil. But then, after 1998, commodity prices started to rise, and because of the combination of the opening of China, the incremental demand from China, and also increasingly India and other emerging economies, commodity prices started to go up, and because of the money printing in the U.S. by this rather despicable character, Mr. Bernanke, they went ballistic. And so we have very high inflation in most countries, and in many countries this high inflation in food prices, energy prices, has had an impact on the wallet of the typical household. Because whereas in the U.S., with a per capita income of $40,000, food is not a huge component in people's income in emerging economies, where, say, the per capita income in Vietnam, India, is only $1,000 per year, food and energy make maybe 50% of people's income.
And, of course, you're now, I guess, alluding to what we see happening in North Africa. Libya, now it looks like, is basically falling to the rebellion. Reportedly, Muammar Gaddafi has fled to Venezuela. What is driving these revolutions that we're seeing popping up around the world? And if it is overall dollar devaluation and commodity increases, how much worse is it going to get? I mean, how bad is the inflation going to get?
Well, the really big question is whether these unrest we have in Tunisia, Libya, Bahrain, Egypt will spread to the kingdom of Saudi Arabia. If they do, it will be very difficult for the U.S. to take sides, because on the one hand, the U.S. has supported the vicious regime of a Mr. Mubarak. They have supported the royal family of Saudi Arabia. They never asked Saudi Arabia to have reform and democracy, whereas they embargo countries like Myanmar. So where will they stand? What can they do? And the CIA is completely useless. They had no idea that these unrest would start. They had no ground information that something was going on. And so the U.S., and particularly this incapable president that the U.S. has no way to react properly.
Mr. Faber, I mean, looking at this as an economist and as a forecaster, obviously it's spreading. The inflation is intensifying. How bad in the near term and the long term do you see the inflation getting? I know you don't want to, you can't make exact predictions, but what do you see happening in the to the dollar? What do you see happening to gold, silver, other commodities? I mean, they're skyrocketing right now.
Well, I would say the following. I have a large subscriber base. I asked all my subscribers to please send me an email if they have the feeling that their cost of living were going up by less than 5% per annum. I didn't receive a single email. And so I think that the inflation or the cost of living increases in the U.S. and elsewhere is much higher than what the government is publishing. And I think this is having a negative impact on consumption, because obviously the cost of necessities, insurance, taxes, food, energy, is going up very rapidly. And my answer to all this is the worse the economic conditions will become, the worse the geopolitical conditions will become, the more Mr. Bernanke and his fellow Fed governors will print money. And so I'm not ultra bearish on equities. I think they will now correct, because the market is way overbought. And so we can easily have a correction of 10-15%. But I think as soon as the market drops, say, 15-20%, QE3 will come into play. And all that is favorable for silver and gold. Now, the question is gold and silver expensive or is it cheap? Say, in 1999, you could buy an ounce of gold for $252. Now it's $1,400. Is it cheap or expensive? Well, in a money-printing environment, it's very difficult to decide what is expensive and what is cheap, because the function of money to be a unit of account and a store of value is being lost through the money printing. And so my view would be, yeah, relative to 99, the price of gold is expensive at $1,400. But relative to the money printing, maybe not. And so my advice to all your listeners is to gradually accumulate gold. Don't trade it, don't buy it on margin, just gradually accumulate.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
People, you know, truly wealthy that I've run into here in Austin, And, of course, you obviously have run it about a million times more than I have, you know, we're running in the highest circles.
Well, I don't think so. I'm a social defender.
but I mean, you know, just running into well-known, you know, people off record told me 4 years ago that the U.S. and the entire world economy was going to collapse via the derivatives and that they were basically fleeing. I mean, I even know about John Wayne. Part of his family just ran off to Central America. I mean, so many people are evacuating. Some of the richest people in Israel, it's been in the news, are evacuating Israel. I mean, what do the elite know that the general public hasn't been let in on, Doctor?
Well, there's another element. Because of the advent of computers, the fax machines, and in the last 20 years, the internet, if I'm a hedge fund manager, if I'm a well-to-do person, I can run my business from anywhere. I sit here in the north of Thailand. I have Bloomberg, I have computer access, I have everything. So I don't need to be in a big city. I can choose a lifestyle to be in a small city and have a larger space, or to be in the countryside.
So that's a big part of the shift. I had a caller earlier who, before you came on, who wanted me to ask you about gold mining supplies versus demand, and could China or some other country or group dump a bunch of gold on the market and really knock it down far? Or is, from what I've read, China is mining a lot but consuming it and selling it because of demand?
Well, first of all, if you look at the international reserves at the hands of central banks and the wealth accumulation over the last 20 years among well-to-do people, the international reserves have grown from $1 trillion to now $9.5 trillion. The Chinese, they have $2.5 trillion. The Asians have 70%. Of the $9.5 trillion. The Asians, they have 2% of these reserves invested in gold. Very little. The Indian, the Reserve Bank of India bought, a year ago, 200 tons at roughly $1,040. Now it's $1,400. The Chinese, it's kind of a loss of faith for them to go into the open market and buy and announce that they're buying gold. But what they produce, they keep, and they have given incentives and created programs in China whereby individuals can now buy gold.
So they're bullish on gold.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, they're not bullish on the U.S. dollar, and they're not bullish on Mr. Obama, and they were never bullish on Mr. Bush.
So in layman's terms, Doctor, you've got all these countries sitting on trillions of dollars of dirty crud paper, not worth the, you know, paper it's written on. And so, and so the entire magnetic or gravitational pull is only towards metals. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that investors gradually realize that, say, if you're an investor for the next 10 years, what you don't want to own is, say, a 30-year U.S. government bond. You don't want to own a 10-year U.S. government bond at a yield of 3.6%. So what else is there? You can buy stocks, you can buy precious metals, you can buy commodities. Commodities, the industrial ones and the agricultural ones and the stuff, are very volatile, and usually the supply response is relatively short. In other words, there's a shortage of wheat and soybeans, corn. Within 1 year, you can plant more. But in the case of precious metals, you can't do that. The same for oil. The supply response is very slow. And so the Chinese, if they could, they would buy all the American oil companies, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Marathon Oil, whatever it is, and BHP, see in Rio Tinto. But politically, these countries, I mean, the U.S., Australia, Canada, will not allow the Chinese to do that. So what else do they want to do? They go and buy concessions in Venezuela, in Latin America, in general, and in Africa, Central Asia, and so forth and so on, and develop their own resource.
Mr. Faber, is it accurate to say that we're buying junk here in the U.S. with our money, they're buying real hard assets? Is it accurate that they own, that they're now producing over 90% of rare earth minerals, the Chinese?
That is correct.
Okay.
But the U.S. could produce much more. But the problem in the U.S. is that exploration, like, generally speaking, capital spending, which means education, R&D, infrastructure, plants, and equipment, was neglected.
Yes, sir.
Because the government economic policy and the federal economic policy, the federal board economic policy target consumption and not investment.
Yes, sir. We're almost out of time. In the last 3 minutes we have with you, are we in a global depression? Are we entering one? Or are we going to enter one? And just overall summing up the state of the world economy and...
You mentioned earlier on the word end game. We are in the end game, but we are currently in a crack-up boom. A crack-up boom is when you postpone a recession through money printing and credit growth. The credit growth is not strong in the private sector, but it's much worse. It's in the government sector. And the government is the most unproductive factor in economic life. And so this crack-up boom will end very badly. But before it ends badly, we'll have money printing, very high inflation, and when everything fails, the U.S. will go to war. They are already in war, but they'll increase it.
Absolutely. And you're saying 2 to 4 years is the main vector zone?
Well, in my view, by printing money, you can postpone the evil, the end of the end game. For, say, 7 to 10 years.
Really?
In Latin America, they did it between 1980 and 1989.
But now the hangover is so much bigger, and it looks like everything is starting to accelerate so much faster. And you say we have dumb presidents. Well, it's just they're just looting the country. For the special...
They are deluding the country. They're lying.
Yes.
And the fact is simply this. For the typical household, and I'm not speaking here of the Goldman Sachs partners and Wall Street, but for the typical household, the median household, the average American, the standards of living have gone down.
Yes.
And they will continue to go down under the present economic policy.
And that's why they put a police state grid in preemptively. It's extremely premeditated. Well, Mr. Faber, the website's gloomboomdoom.com. We haven't had you on in about a year. I know you're very busy. I want to thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much, sir, and I look forward to speaking to you in the near future. Again, gloom, boom, doom.
So do I.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Amazing information. Oh, boy, I tell you, and that guy is super high power, and his predictions are spot on. And we're not being negative here. It's best to know the truth and make preparations for it, isn't it?
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work
a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You have found it, the front lines of the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones, here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have the bombshell, huge, biggest revelations ever from Lindsey Williams on the geopolitical stratagem. From his inside source, joining us tomorrow in T-minus 23 hours, 50 minutes from now, he will be joining us. He was on in the first hour. If anybody wants to get the podcast later today with a prelude, he pretty much told you a lot of it then. He's pretty shooken up. This stuff's real, folks. And his latest, not predictions, inside info is all coming true. So that's coming up. I want to go to Nathan, Tim, Joe, Ron, Scott, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And I do have a lot of news I want to get to. I'm going to recap that towards the end of the show, though, because I've been ranting and interviewing guests. I want to hear from you. But I'm always trying to take calls and then have them done quickly and for me not to babble for an hour when you ask a question. It's not really babble, but you know what I mean. So I'm going to try to keep these down to a minute and a half. I'm sure we'll fail, but we're trying. Venezuela denies Libyan leader Gaddafi en route. Yeah, because they probably don't want F-16s to blow it out of the sky and an accidental air crash or maybe hit him with an energy beam and he'll have a stroke on board. Oh, they've got those in the C-130s and the DC-10s. Venezuela denies Libya's Gaddafi en route, but the British Foreign Secretary William Hague said earlier today that their word from inside Libya is he has taken off for Venezuela, but who knows? The London Telegraph a few hours ago reported Libyan Colonel Gaddafi flees to Venezuela as cities fall to protesters. Their parliament has been burning all day. TV station getting torched, riots in Iraq, in the north and the central areas, gold surging, other commodities exploding, oil exploding. Meanwhile, the federal government's moving openly for internet kill switches, setting up police state grids here as well. This has all been orchestrated. Again, the protests are real, and many of the people have reasons to be angry. The point is, why are they being triggered now? Okay. It doesn't mean that we are for Gaddafi or that we're for Hosni Mubarak. We don't like them. The point is the globalists want chaos. And this is what Williams told you 4 months ago in October. Now it's happening. This is what all the evidence shows. George Soros is all over this, and he's a bad guy, folks. So think ahead a couple more moves and then think ahead a few more. Or just read the books written by Kissinger and this Council on Foreign Relations reports and where they brag about all of it. And sure, they may lose control of these, but they still get the chaos they want. But they're shaking up the bag to move us into this next crisis phase. Okay, let's go to Nathan in Oklahoma. Nathan, you're on the air.
All right. Hey, Alex, can you hear me all right?
Worldwide transmission, over.
All right.
Almighty, almighty, this is PBR Street Gang, over. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. And one of the things I think that your callers can't say enough, you know, is that thank you for doing what you do. You know, I thought I was born into one of the most boring periods of human history, but come to find out it's one of the most pristine moments.
Now, the whole system, while they want us obsessed with Justin Bieber, whatever his name is, and Lady Boo Boo and all this other idiocy, that's also people are – I hear adults talking about Justin Bieber and see kids with copying his moronic haircut. I mean, that doesn't matter. This is one of the most important times ever. They got giant cyclotrons they're firing up. The Pentagon admits they're developing antimatter weapons. They're doing cross-species genetic planting and release of insects. They're releasing mosquitoes that forcibly vaccinate you. They're rolling out brain-altering vaccines. Total insanity. 2011, government surveillance blimps, artificial surveillance dragonflies and hummingbirds and training the military to mow citizens down and giant federalization, threat fusion center, command base. Cases unrolling and FEMA camps openly being funded and total craziness from end to end. And the moron public who isn't awake, some are waking up and getting more awake, but the others are getting deeper in denial, running around talking about Justin Bieber. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you're good, and you're right. You know, we're in, you know, the largest awakening of the human, you know, the planet Earth has ever seen so far, which is, you know, a good thing. But I'll get to what I got to say. You covered that the globalists want to put chips in our brains, you know, on your last broadcast. Well, I have some the most powerful information that I think would be good in this uprising and awakening of ours that we have yet to put to use.
Yeah, well, tell us. Tell us the info.
All right, it's our brain. And the first, I have two studies to tell you about. The first one is there's a book called Train Your Mind, Change Your Brain by Sharon Begley. Now, in 2001, Richard Davison, who is a scientist that studies neuroplasticity, tested his lab at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where he asked the Dalai Lama and another monk to come and be hooked up to an electroencephalogram, also known as the EEG machine, which measures and records the electrical activity of your brain. Now, at first, he had the monk not think of anything, and then he had him think of compassion. When he did this, the scales went off the charts with the amount of brain activity that was going on.
Sure, no. I mean, that's not the only study. When the brain is in a loving, empathizing position, it's the highest level brain waves you can have. And that's absolutely right. Send that stuff over. I got to jump because I promised to get to a lot of callers, Nathan. Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Can you hear me?
Strike leader, you are live. We are V2. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex. Hey, how you doing today? Anyway, listen, you know, I heard that gentleman say something about the U.S. printing money. I just wanted to get your a quick answer to this. I am under the notion that as long as the U.S. remains this, you know, the standard, the money standard of the world, they can continue to print money. But once that they lose that position as the
world reserve currency,
right, that they will no longer be able just to print money.
So what the G20 has been doing in the last 5 years is concerted devaluation of all major currencies to try to hide the inflation, but that's not happening now. So it's forcing a rush into commodities, which then exacerbates things going up even higher on top of dollar devaluation to purchase, you know, vital resources, food, energy. And that also drives investors and governments into gold and silver. So that's why they just try to use a propaganda overlay while the elites hoard gold and silver to tell the public Justin Bieber doesn't like gold. And they go, well, Justin Bieber doesn't like it. It's a horrible investment. It's only gone up 400% in the last 10 years. Justin Bieber says don't get it. And they go, Justin Bieber says don't get it. And so they feel very genius, and they waddle around and watch their football games and suck their thumbs with pleasure. But, I mean, what's your question?
Okay, well, actually, you know, I got the chance to give my first public speech at a city town hall meeting on.
Why are you doing that? Just watch Justin Bieber, man. Come on. Lady Gaga. Come on, man.
Gaga came out in an egg, okay? I mean, that's more important than me trying to be telling people that you can be proactive. That there is things you can do.
Oh, look, we're getting fluoride taken out all over the world. We're kicking their hind end. I appreciate your call, Tim. Exactly. Look, when you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball, the Lady Gaga, the Justin Bieber, you know, who gives you these carbon tax messages. They tell your kids they got to love Justin Bieber, and then Bieber says, hand in your guns, pass the Cybersecurity Act, and, you know, the police state's good, and then your children are turned into mindless vassals who now they look up to some twit instead of looking up to Thomas Jefferson or looking up to Nikola Tesla or looking up to Magellan. I mean, kids, Magellan's a lot cooler than Justin Bieber. He circumnavigated with one ship the entire planet. He was killed by wild natives before they got back to Portugal, and when they got back, there was only like 11 people alive of the 200 and something crew, and the entire ship was rotting down to the waterline. That's destiny. That's will. That's striving. That's being a trailblazer and explorer. Going into space, mathematics, quantum mechanics, the secrets of the universe. It's all there. Life is fiery with its beauty. It's incredible detail. Tuning into it. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber. It's pure evil. They're taking your intellect, your soul, and giving you Michael Jordan and Bieber. Unlock your human potential. Defeat the globalists who want to shatter your mind, your doorways to perception. I want to see you truly live. I want to see you truly be who you are. I don't want my progeny who's coming, my unborn grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to live in this nightmare system these control freaks have created.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.